وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء. For all your du'as is always Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in rank. Amin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istagha. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawmal qiyamah. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we're going to be discussing the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala an. His name is Harith. His kunyat is Abu Qatada. His title is Faris al-Rasul, and he is from the Khazraj tribe. He was born in Medina Munawwara about 10 years before the Hijrah. He embraced Islam after the Aqaba Thaniyah. The level of his Islamic brotherhood can be gauged from the following incident. The janaza of an Ansari was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who asked, "Does he have any debts?" So the people replied, "He owes 2 dinars." So he asked, "Has he left anything with which the debt could be paid?" He received a reply in the negative. So he said, "You people may perform his janaza." So Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you perform his janaza if I pay his debt on his behalf?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Yes." He paid off the debt and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it, who then performed the person's janaza. A Muslim owed him money, but whenever he went to collect it from him, the person would conceal himself. He went one day to him and learned from his son that he is in the house, having a meal. He called out to him, "Come out. I know you are here. It is useless for you to conceal yourself." When the person came out, he asked him the reason for his concealing himself. The person replied, "The fact of the matter is that I am in difficulties and I do not have anything to give you. In addition to this, I have a family to look after." So Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, "By Allah, are you really in such a situation?" He replied, "Yes." So Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu's eyes welled up with tears and he wrote off the person's debt. He was soft-hearted by nature and would show kindness even to animals. He went to his son's house on one occasion. His daughter-in-law placed water for him so that he could perform his wudu with it. A cat came and began drinking the water. Instead of chasing the cat away, Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu tilted the utensil so that it could drink as much as it wanted. His daughter-in-law was watching the scene, so he said to her, "O daughter, what is there to be surprised about? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is not impure. It is an animal which constantly enters and leaves the houses." Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the age of 70 in the year 54 Hijri in Medina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate his grave. Now we discuss Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an. His name is Sa'ad, his kunniyat is Abu Amr, his title is Sayyidul Aws, the leader of the Aws, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to refer to him as Sayyidul Ansar, the leader of the Ansar. He embraced Islam through the efforts of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an. In the Battle of Badr, the flag of the Aws tribe was in the hands of Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala an. By virtue of the services which he rendered to Islam and the religious enthusiasm which he had, he was considered to be on the level of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu among the Ansar. It was through his efforts that his entire tribe, the Abd al-Ashhal, embraced Islam all at once. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu enjoyed a high rank as regards his character, but he used to say about himself, "I am an ordinary person, but I have reached a certain position on the basis of three things. Whatever hadith I hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have full conviction that it is from Allah Ta'ala. When I am in salah, I do not think about other things. When I join a janazah, a funeral, I become concerned and worried about the questions which will be posed by Munkar and Nakir. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. What excellent qualities which ought to be in every Muslim male and female, and whose hearts ought to be embellished with these qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow them to us. Ameen." He passed away at the age of 37 in the year 5 Hijri and was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah, apart from the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companionship during this young age, he was showered with so many merits. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present for his janazah and said, 70,000 angels have joined in his funeral. His body had become very light. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The angels were carrying his body. This is a bounty which Allah Ta'ala bestows on whomsoever he wills." When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned after his burial, he was very sad. He was holding his beard and tears were flowing continuously from his eyes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The throne, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala trembled by his death." Look at how fortunate Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. It is worthy of envy by kings who are ruling over the entire world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. And now we discuss another sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name is Abdullah. His kunniyat is Abu Muhammad. And he was given the title of Sha'ir al-Rasul, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The following description is given about him: Kana 'azimul qadr fil jahiliyyah wal Islam. He was a high-ranking person during the Jahiliyyah and in Islam. Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's scribe and his poet. Criticizing the polytheists for their kufr was his favorite theme. He was a very abstinent person, an ardent worshipper, and one who engaged in many spiritual exercises. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Abdullah ibn Rawaha. He liked the assemblies which the angels are proud about." Without doubt, the assemblies in which love and obedience of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned are the assemblies which really deserve applause. It is really by these assemblies which are worthy of pride by both angels and humans. As Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "No day passes in which I do not think of Ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he used to meet me, he used to say, 'Come, let's sit for a while and rejuvenate our iman. We will then sit and engage in Allah's remembrance.' He used to say, This was an assembly of Iman. His wife relates that when he used to leave the house, he would perform two rakats of salah, and he used to do the same when he returned to his house. He never left out this practice. He was extremely desirous of jihad and did not miss a single battle, from the Battle of Badr to the Battle of Mu'tah. The biographers describe his enthusiasm as follows. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first to go out for battle and the last to return. After Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in the Battle of Mu'tah in 8 AH, the flag was carried by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He fought valiantly and was also made shaheed. He was also martyred. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. Another sahabi we will be discussing this morning has a Sayyidina Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala. His name is Adi, his kunyat is Abu Turayf. He is the son of the well-known generous person Hatim Tai. Before embracing Islam, he was attached to one of the Christian denominations. His family had been ruling over the Tai tribe for quite some time, and he himself was ruling over it when Islam made its appearance. He was fearful of the Muslims, and so he departed with his family members and settled down in Sham. One of his relatives, who was freed by the Muslims, went to him and convinced him to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he went to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who presented Islam to him, but he excused himself. "I know what is preventing you from embracing Islam," Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. "You are probably thinking that the weak and downtrodden are its adherents. They neither have any strength, nor do they enjoy any prosperity." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked him, "Do you know the place Hiyara?" So Adi replied, "I have not seen it, but I have heard the name." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I take an oath in the name of the being in whose control is my life. Allah Ta'ala will convey Islam to the levels of achievement one day. Through its blessings, a woman will travel all alone from Hiyara and make tawaf of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif, and the treasures of Kisra ibn Hurmuz will be conquered." So Adi asked in his astonishment, "Do you really mean Kisra ibn Hurmuz?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, Kisra ibn Hurmuz. And there will be so much of wealth which will be given to people, but they will refuse to accept it." After this conversation, Adi extended his hand, pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and entered the fold of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat each new Muslim according to his rank and status, and he would maintain the person's rank as it was before his acceptance of Islam. So Adi was a leader of the Tai tribe before embracing Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam maintained and affirmed his leadership over it. Hazrat Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu's entire life was a religious one, but he had a special attachment to salah and fasting. He was very particular about his salah and would therefore remain in a state of wudu all the time. He would wait for the time of salah with much enthusiasm. He inherited the qualities of generosity and big-heartedness from his father. His door was always open for everyone. Ash'ath ibn Qais wanted to borrow a few cauldrons from him. So Hazrat Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu filled them and sent them to him. So Ash'ath said, "I had asked for empty cauldrons." So he replied, "I do not lend empty cauldrons, let alone humans. Even animals used to benefit from his generosity. He used to set aside food for ants by breaking pieces of bread and placing them for the ants. He used to say, 'They also have a right.' Subhanallah, look at his extensive generosity which he inherited from his father. Islam increased his generosity even more and made it more lustrous." Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the age of 120 in the year 67 Hijri in Kufa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate his grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of benefiting from the lives of these illustrious personalities and to bring the noble sunnah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.